Recorded Books and One Click Digital present 5 Days in November by Clint Hill, with Lisa McCubbin, narrated by Jeremy Bobb, with an introduction narrated by Clint Hill.
Introduction. It makes no difference how old you are or what you have experienced. There are times in your life that affect you so deeply that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try to erase them, your mind will never let the memories fade. There were 5 days in November 1963, when I was 31 years old, that are seared into my mind and soul. In the blink of an eye, everything changed, and in the 50 years since, those days remain the defining period of my life. As fate would have it, the photos snapped by journalists, witnesses, and bystanders during those 5 days are like the scrapbook that is in my mind. I was thrust onto the pages of history and have spent the majority of my life keeping silent about what I witnessed. Recently, however, I have come to realize that the grief I've held inside for half a century is shared by nearly everyone who was alive at that time, and that those days marked a defining period not just for me, but for all of us. It has been a reluctant journey, but now, despite how painful it is still to relive those days, I understand that my memories are important to history. President Kennedy's election in 1960 coincided with the blossoming of a new era in American history. There was a marked difference between the outgoing leader, 70-year-old President Dwight D. Eisenhower, a 5-star general, a grandfatherly figure, and the incoming 43-year-old President John F. Kennedy.